Ever think about like what really makes a great leader? Especially, you know, when it really matters, like healthcare or customer service. I mean, those are the times when you really need someone who could step up.
Yeah, totally.
So in this deep dive, we're gonna look at what you sent me, all that research on leadership, and we're gonna figure out like what it really means to be a leader. What's the difference between, you know, being a leader and a manager? And what are those qualities, you know, the magic ingredients that make someone a truly effective leader?
Yeah. You know, one thing that really struck me going through all this research is how often we just lump leadership and management together as if they're the same thing, but really they're totally different approaches.
It's true, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like we expect people to just automatically be both, but that's not always how it works. So how does this research define those two? Especially in fields like, you know, healthcare or customer service, where it's so crucial.
Yeah, it's really interesting. The research really emphasizes that, you know, leadership is about inspiring a shared vision.
Okay.
It's about getting people excited about a goal and then motivating them to work towards it. You know, it's about influence, empowerment, and when I think about that in healthcare or customer service, you know, picture the head nurse who's really rallying her team to improve patient care,
Right.
or that customer service manager who's just, you know, fostering a culture of really going the extra mile for every client.
Yeah.
That's leadership.
I get it. Yeah.
Management, though, management's different. Management is more focused on efficiency.
Okay.
It's about using resources effectively and making sure processes run smoothly to achieve those specific goals.
Right.
So, you know, it's about planning, organizing, controlling.
So basically, they're both super important, but they're just like different sides of the same coin. I
Exactly.
guess like having, you know, a brilliant composer and then also a really skilled conductor, right? You
Yeah.
need both to make that beautiful music.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
And speaking of beautiful things, one of the things I noticed in the research is how much it emphasizes empathy as like this essential quality for a good leader, especially in healthcare and customer service.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Oh, empathy is absolutely crucial, especially in those fields, because you're dealing with people who are often at their most vulnerable. In healthcare, you know, you have a doctor who can really empathize with their patient's fear,
Yeah.
understand their pain, build trust, and that can lead to, you know, better treatment outcomes.
Totally.
And in customer service, an empathetic representative, they can turn a really negative experience into something positive. You know, just by understanding and acknowledging the customer's frustration. It's not just about like solving the immediate problem, it's about making that genuine human connection.
Yeah, I love that. It's about understanding, like you said, like the why behind the what,
Yeah.
you know. And speaking of understanding, clear communication, that's another thing that really stood out in this research.
Oh, absolutely.
And I can only imagine how important that is in healthcare, where you have to explain these complex procedures, diagnoses in a way that anyone can understand. And then in customer service, you know, where diffusing a tense situation really comes down to communicating clearly and with empathy.
Yeah, and the research gives some really interesting examples of how that works.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like think about a doctor who takes the time to explain a complicated medical procedure, but explains it in simple terms, you know, maybe uses some analogies, addresses the patient's concerns directly. That's powerful.
That's great.
Or think about a customer service rep who just stays calm, de-escalates a situation, listens actively, acknowledges that the customer's frustrated, and then lays out the steps to get things resolved.
Okay, so that makes total sense. Now, you know, we've talked about empathy, we've talked about communication, but this research also talks about decisiveness and vision. How do those come into play, especially for someone who's maybe just starting out in a leadership role?
Oh, decisiveness is super important. You know, in times of crisis, when you've got tough choices to make, a leader needs to be able to weigh the options, get input from everybody, and then make a clear decision, a decision that moves the team forward.
Yeah.
And this is really critical in healthcare, where decisions, you know, sometimes have to be made quickly and can be literally life or death.
Wow. Yeah. And what about vision?
Vision's huge. You know, having a clear vision is like having a compass. It
How's
gives the
it?
team a sense of direction, a sense of purpose.
Right.
And a leader with a strong vision, they can inspire, they can motivate their team to achieve these ambitious goals, whether that's, you know, improving patient outcomes like we were talking about, or just completely revolutionizing the customer experience.
That's a great analogy, the compass. So before we wrap up, I want to talk about something else that's in this research.
Okay.
It has these like these self-reflection questions, and they're super interesting.
Yeah, I love those.
One of them that really grabbed me was, think back on a leader you really admired. What qualities made them stand out to you? What do you think about that, especially after everything we've talked about?
It's such a good question. It makes you look beyond, you know, the textbook definitions and really examine like the real world impact of leadership.
Yeah.
So when you're thinking about that leader, ask yourself, what was it about their style that really resonated with you? Was it empathy, like we talked about?
Yeah.
Was it their amazing communication, their decisiveness, their vision?
Okay.
And, you know, more importantly, how can you cultivate those same qualities in yourself?
That is a really good point. It's not just about recognizing those qualities in others, it's about working to develop them in ourselves too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, we have covered so much ground in this deep dive. I mean, we talked about the differences between leadership and management, explored these key qualities, empathy, communication, decisiveness, vision. But it feels like we've just scratched the surface.
It is a huge topic. Leadership is, you know, it's a lifelong journey. You're constantly learning, constantly growing.
Mm-hmm.
There's always more to discover, new challenges, new opportunities to evolve as a leader.
That's so true. So on that note, I'm going to leave you with one final thought.
Yeah.
Imagine you're leading a team tomorrow, right? What's a one thing, just one thing, you would do differently based on what we talked about today? Think about that as you continue on your leadership journey.
That's a good one. I'm going to be thinking about that all day.
Me too.
Thanks.
Thank you.